Education officials in Florida are worried that looming budget cuts could lead to overcrowded classrooms and even teacher layoffs. The state faces a $1.3 billion budget shortfall, partly because of declining tourism since September 11th. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Republican leaders, including Governor Jeb Bush, say classrooms should be spared in the budget cutting now underway in a special session of the Florida legislature. But the House Appropriations Committee has already approved a more than 5% cut to public school funding, despite outcries from Democrats.
We're balancing the budget on the backs of our children.
Representative Frederica Wilson of Miami.
When we began to go into education and we began to balance the budget, we're hurting children every single solitary day.
As lawmakers debated the budget cuts, school board members from Florida's 67 counties gathered for a strategy session in a Tallahassee hotel.
Thank you very much. Go get them.
Armed with a green sheet of talking points, the school board members headed out to lobby lawmakers. Isaac Simmons chairs the Gadsden County School Board.
And if we have to go back and cut our budget 4 or 5%, then that's going to cause us to have to lay staff off.
Republican House Speaker Tom Feeney says some of the cuts can be offset by a leadership bill that would give school boards the ability to use money that is now set aside for specific projects, such as new school construction.
So we can transfer some monies around, provide school districts with flexibility, let them make the decision about where the cuts occur. As long as they don't occur primarily in the classroom, this should be helpful.
But education advocates say that will only help districts that have not yet spent such funds, and one-third through the fiscal year, many already have. Most school systems are bracing for the worst. They've frozen hiring, canceled travel, and postponed major purchases. Ruth Melton with the Florida School Boards Association says districts will do whatever they can to avoid layoffs.
What that may mean is that employees may have to suffer in other ways, and that including things like not getting raises, not getting bonuses, having to perhaps cover more classes, having perhaps to deal with more students in their classroom.
Melton says the impact would be less severe under a plan by the Florida Senate to shave less than 2% from education spending. The Senate wants to blunt the budget acts by tapping reserves and putting off the latest in 3 years of tax breaks on investments. Now's the time to use any available revenue, according to Florida Education Association President Maureen Denon.
We have some funds that we can dip into, a rainy day fund in particular, that we can dip into. Well, if we're not in a crisis, if the rain isn't falling, I don't know what it and when it is.
But House leaders are reluctant to tap the state's $940 million budget stabilization fund in an uncertain economy. Pensacola Representative Jerry Maygarden.
Usually when you dip into stabilization funds or reserves, it's because you have experienced a significant crisis and you're at the other end and you're looking to put the pieces back together. I don't think we're at the other end.
The full House and Senate are expected to debate the education budget cuts today. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tallahassee.